It's my opinion that if you're ever going to buy a house in the military and do this thing and jump into this investing in yourself idea, Hawaii and Alaska are the two best places to do it because they pay you while you wait for your house.
This is the Hawaii Real Estate Podcast by Westford Homes. I'm Courtney Williams, a real estate agent on Oahu.
And I'm Jack Williams, a veteran and mortgage broker. And we're here to talk to you about everything Hawaii real estate.
Okay, we're not talking about really anything real estate related. I mean, like, it's kind of real estate related. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it is a stepping stone to buying a home here and arguably, like, one of the top three reasons you should buy a home here if you move here with the military.
If not number one, yeah.
Well, number one.
VA loan.
It's a little high, but it's so underrated. And I know that because all I do is help military families get right to Hawaii. And I literally, like, I have a PCS guide, like every other realtor. And the biggest thing I hid in there is like hacking TLA. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to this gal and she posted in the group like 3 days later. She's like, can someone tell me like how TLA works? And I'm like, nobody opens the packets. And I think that's because everybody has a packet, like a PCS guide, and then they get like inundated with a ton of them. And nothing replaces just like a good old fashioned conversation.
Yeah.
Which is why podcasts, I think, are so popular. So
right,
this is the good old fashioned conversation about making $18,000 in TLA.
Yes. We did it. Let's tell the story.
We did it more than that.
Yeah.
But we were like intense with it.
Whose fault is that?
Yours. 100% yeah. Yours. Yeah. But it was absolutely worth it. And I am arguably not the long-term thinker in our relationship. And I am instant gratification always. And so it was very hard for me to be so disciplined for 60 days, mm-hmm. which turned into 90 because thank you, COVID. But when I, like, disclaimer, when we talk about like the $18,000 we made in TLA, we're talking about the first 60 days.
Right.
We just got a bonus 30 because... Mm-hmm. COVID. Yeah.
Which ended up being the down payment on our house.
What we did with that?
Yeah. So we by luck of the draw, like it was literally lucky. It wasn't, you know, good analysis. It wasn't anything like that. It was literally by luck. We moved to Hawaii, realized we wanted to put 5% down to lower the funding fee. And we pulled our money out of the stock market, which was like literally all we had at the moment.
Yeah.
We like pulled it, all the stocks, sold everything we had in order to put the 5% down payment on the house here. And then the market crashed because it was March of 2020. So we had just sold all the stocks, luckily.
Like when it crashed.
Before it crashed.
Oh, before it crashed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then put that money as a down payment on the house, used TLA to basically put back into our brokerage account. And we bought a bunch of stocks after we got out of TLA when the market was really low, and then market went back up. So literally lucky.
You're going to get us audited, like insider trading.
No, it just worked out well for us.
It was totally lucky.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, well, you can't like necessarily recreate that exact situation, but this, what we did, is something that literally every military family coming here can do.
Yeah.
It just takes staying in a hotel for 60 days. And it's so funny because however you pitch staying in a hotel for 60 days, it can either sound amazing or miserable.
Yes.
And I would argue that because we moved here and it was the pandemic, so there was no pool, there was no bar.
We had to request for toilet paper.
We needed, yeah. And we had, and they were rationing it. Yes. And we had two kids under two. One of them was literally 3 months old. Mm-hmm. I don't think it could, like, there is not, and we had a dog, like, there's no reason our experience should have been like, we weren't just like two young 20-year-olds living it up in Waikiki. Like, we right. were a full family living in the hotel for 60 days, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I, like, have such fond memories of that time.
Yeah. Life was a little simpler.
It was simpler. And it was just, and we didn't even stay in, like, the Halekoa or, like, the Surf Jack, which is, we totally would have if we knew that existed.
I think it had just earned like TLA approval. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even a thing that we were even on our radar.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this podcast, what we're talking about today, finally, 4 minutes in, is how to hack TLA. Yes. which is the temporary lodging allowance, the time you get in a hotel when you first move to the island, while you look for your accommodations, where you're going to live for the next 3-4 years. So I guess if you want to go over how TLA works, how you get reimbursed, like what it is, I'll talk about how we hacked it.
So why we began, or I began saying that this might be the number one reason that it's beneficial to buy here in Hawaii, is because TLA is only allowed in Hawaii and Alaska as far as states are concerned. So it's an OCONUS thing that you get when you PCS OCONUS. But most people aren't buying a house if they go to Korea or Germany or Japan or whatever.
Right.
But you get those allowances when you PCS OCONUS to Hawaii or Alaska. So it's my opinion that if you're ever going to buy a house in the military and do this thing and jump into this investing in yourself idea, Hawaii and Alaska are the two best places to do it, because they pay you while you wait for your house.
Yeah.
If you PCS anywhere else, you're kind of out of pocket unless you get into contract sight unseen and you're like ready to move in. Here in Hawaii, you can spend 25 days looking for a house that you love, get into, you know, get an idea of the island, get into contract, and then be in a 30-day contract and still be in the hotel, everything paid for and covered by the government. And then you get your keys as soon as you are done with your 60 days and you move into your house.
And what's so cool is you're not paying for that hotel with your BAH.
No.
You're not paying for it with your housing allowance. You're getting your housing allowance.
You get both.
And TLA. Right. And TLA for us was like, I think it was like $220 a day for our hotel. The thing to know about TLA, you can't hack it so much so that you get like a cheaper hotel, like go stay at the Motel 6 under like Nimitz Highway and pocket the rest of the TLA daily allowance. You can't do that. You have to just pick a hotel off of their list, which I have. You can DM me for it, Westford Williams on Instagram. Pick a hotel off of the list, and then those are all approved. And then they'll give you like their TLA rate. So some of them actually, I'm understanding, are maybe more than the TLA allotment provided, because the TLA allotment's based on like a million things too, right? Like family size, all that. But you can still stay there and just pay a little bit out of pocket, or maybe you pick a hotel and it's perfectly at your TLA, but they have like a pet fee per night or parking or whatever. You may come out of pocket if you do that. But the goal is to have all of your expenses covered by TLA for the 60 days. Now, you're only given in the Army, and it's Army specific, the Air Force and the Navy changed, and the Marines are like totally whack how they do this. You only get 30 days in the Army unless you're buying a house. So you really can't hack TLA to the extent that we're going to talk about unless you're buying a home.
Right.
And that's why I call it like one of the top benefits of home buying. Because as you just said, it takes 30 days, usually 30 to 45 days to close on a home. And so that's why they'll extend it. So if you spend a month looking for your house, find one, get in a contract, you bring your purchase contract to the TLA and housing office, and then they extend your TLA for another 30 days and you just get to chill.
Yeah.
So when we say we saved $18,000, you're probably like, well, you just said you don't get to pocket any of the extra TLA if you get a lower rate. And, you know, BAH, when we moved here, ours was $3,300. 2 months of that doesn't come up to $18,000. So do you want to explain how we got there?
Okay. So yeah, we made all the money because there's a difference between what your living expenses are when you're living in the hotel versus normal living expenses, right? So all of your allotments, including base pay and BAH and COLA, is what we attempted to pocket. Whereas our living expenses came from TLA paying for the hotel and then TLA per diem covering basically our food. We ended up kind of hacking it to where we had as much available amenities included in the TLA rate. So then we had to pay for less food.
So that's I think the biggest thing that made a difference. If you're like really trying to squeeze every dollar out of this, pick a hotel that has complimentary breakfast.
Yes.
We always have
shoveled food. I was so full after those breakfasts, and usually I'd skip lunch, and it was like
I would like pocket a bagel for lunch.
Oh yeah. And they were so kind because it was it was COVID, so eventually they were just handing out like pre-made little like snack boxes.
Bentos.
And it, I don't know, it worked out really well for us. I mean, we were trying to make it the best possible you know, savings plan possible. We had a car, we rented a car, and outside of that, we were basically living on like pizza and sushi for dinner.
Oh yeah, because there was a it was a Foodland right by our hotel.
Foodland, we get so sushi.
We would have breakfast at the hotel, and we would like eat as much as we possibly could, and then on Thursdays we would like treat ourselves and go to Buffalo Wild Wings
for every Thursday. Buffalo Wild Thursdays. Wings and lunches, we were just doing like those microwavable, like I did the lentils or like a ramen box or whatever. We just living simple.
But the reason I want to say that, like, we still ate like, again, like sushi and stuff from Foodland, not from like a fancy restaurant in Waikiki, because I think the places people go wrong are like they spend all of their TLA time vacationing in Hawaii.
They treat it like a vacation, but which is, you know, you have 3 years to enjoy the island. You don't need, but I'll say this, like we've had clients that crushed it, that saved all the money they needed for the closing costs, paid off bills, did all this stuff, and still went like paragliding.
Yeah.
Like,
I know exactly who you're talking
about. I know
about.
You know who I'm talking about. And, you know, but you can do a little bit of both. You can treat yourself. And the best part about it is treating yourself when you're sticking to that budget. You're like, look at the difference here. Mm-hmm. We're staying on this budget.
Well, you see it every 2 weeks when your pay hits. Because it takes like a pay cycle or two for your TLA or like the allotments or the, what do you call them? The entitlements.
Allowances. Yeah. Entitlements.
It takes like 2 pay cycles probably for them to start coming in, but then they really start coming in. Mm-hmm. So if you can do what you're saying, where you save your base pay, save your COLA, save your BAH, you're saving so much money per month. And then the third month, you get to save your BAH again.
Because you're not paying your mortgage.
Because you're not paying your mortgage. So most of the time, depending on when you close the month, you go 1, sometimes 2 months without a mortgage, or like almost 2 months without a mortgage payment. So let's just say worst case scenario, you guys stay in the hotel and you do go out for dinner and you spend all of your per diem and this and that and the other thing. If you only save your 3 months of BAH and you're getting $3,000 a month, which most people are getting more than that. And by 2024,
if you have a dependent, it's always
I think like 3303. That's almost $10,000 right there.
Yeah. 3303 is sergeant. Yeah.
All you have to do is just not spend your BAH while your hotel is being paid for. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
So another point I wanted to make with how we did still eat out and still went to the grocery store and whatever is a lot of people are like, bring your air fryer and your crock pot. You really don't have to do that.
You don't have to, but
we did that like once or twice.
We did the crock pot. I think the new hack is the air fryer. I think the air fryer makes things a lot easier.
Yeah. You limited my Starbucks trips.
Well, we were right next to Starbucks, so it was walking
You could
distance.
See it from our balcony.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
And halfway through, we switched to the other side of the building just to switch it up. You know,
we had an ant problem.
Right.
Remember that?
I do remember that. They've somehow got into a closed peanut butter container.
Yeah, that was wild. And we're not, maybe we shouldn't say which hotel we stayed at, because we really actually did like the hotel. But I think this is where I wanted to go with this too. Like my number one tip, this isn't a money saving tip, but it's like a lifestyle saving tip. Don't stay in Waikiki. Mm-hmm. This is a personal preference. And I know you're going to look at the TLA list. You're going to be like, ooh, like this one's on the beach and this one's right by Kalakaua. And this one's like literally 2 minutes from surf lessons. Guys, the traffic is not so great. The lifestyle there is fun when you're on vacation, but I would say not for 60 days, especially if you have a family. And if you're looking at buying a home, you're probably not buying in Waikiki. So why wouldn't you stay in a hotel closer to where you may end up, right?
Yeah.
So we stayed on the west side. We stayed in Kapolei, and we knew we were going to buy in Kapolei or Ava Beach just because we like that area of the island. And so we really got to experience it for 2 months, and we got to drive around the neighborhoods and see it at night and in the morning. And, you know, we got like the experience of where we're going to live. And then we also weren't tempted by like all of the great things in Waikiki.
Right. It's just a little easier too. Yeah. And this is maybe just for families, but we went on nightly walks. We went to parks. You know, the Waikiki is definitely more tourist fun. You know, you're kind of, I don't know if keeping up with the Joneses is the right term, but like you're going to be spending more money because you're surrounded by a bunch of people who are on vacation,
yeah,
going to the restaurants, doing, you know, and, you know, it depends on what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
But even outside of saving money, the Waikiki thing gets old after a bit.
That's like, what I'm saying.
You know, like, it's not just the saving money thing.
And I know we didn't stay there, but I just talked to so many people who are like, they, you know, they spend a month house hunting and then we get to like the first week they're in contract, home inspection. I see them again. I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? They're like, we need to get out of Waikiki.
Yeah.
And they will move to hotels over on the west side. So,
but that's a good point. That's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're in a hotel for TLA doesn't mean you have to stay in that hotel yeah. the whole time.
Yeah.
So you can swap hotels, although it might be cumbersome, right? You can definitely choose to do that. And the other thing, I know we were kind of going back and forth between money saving and not, but parking. Parking is not included in your TLA rate most times, right? Whereas if you stay in Kapolei, the parking is readily available. Oftentimes they will include it for free.
Or there's tons of street parking.
Or there's street parking. Whereas in Waikiki, yeah, there might be street parking. How many times is your car going to get towed because you forgot about it or you couldn't move it in time?
Yeah.
And now you're paying for the towing and, you know, just life is a little bit easier in the slower locations.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of rental cars, because a lot of people do get here. And their car's not here yet. And you obviously need a car to get around the island. It's not like public transportation ready. Don't rent a rental car at the airport. You are going, like, everything near the airport, near Waikiki, more expensive. This is a tourist island.
Yes.
They will upcharge you. What I wish we had known, or what we had known about when we moved here, and now they're our neighbors, but Baba's Rentals, they are super great, veteran owned. And they only have like small four-door sedans.
But it's all you need.
But it's all you need. And they all have air conditioning. I think on their website, if you go to like Baba's Rentals, it literally says from A to B with AC.
Yeah.
Because you don't need anything better than that. And they're just able to give you better pricing. They do long-term rentals, short-term rentals. But their daily rates are like way, way, way better.
Yes. And they're not like a Turo.
Yeah.
It's like a full up company.
Yeah.
They've been running it for a decade.
Yeah.
Like they know what they're doing. They know how to like keep, you know, clients taken care of. And they definitely bend over backwards for people.
Yeah. So. You should go read their reviews on Google. They're amazing. Yes. And they're also our neighbors and we love them.
Yeah.
The other TLA hack, if you can swing it, you don't have to use your government travel card to cover the hotel. Oh. So the thing about this is the way TLA works, right? You have to pay for it up front yourself. So you pay for it in 10-day increments.
With a credit card.
With a credit card or like whatever you want to pay for it with. And then you'll get that receipt and then you bring it to the TLA housing office and they reimburse you in 10-day increments. You don't have to use your government travel card. And if you can avoid using your government travel card and use one of your personal credit cards and get all the points, that's a huge hack right there.
Yeah.
I think we just did our little weekend vacation in Napa using some of those points that we had.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just credit card points. It's also hotel points.
Yeah.
So like, even if you're like, oh, I don't do hotel points. I don't do that. Get a Hilton membership and stay in a Hilton or whatever. And it will blow your mind. You'll get so many free nights just from your time that you stayed in TLA. I think, I mean, we had like 500,000 Hilton points.
It was insane.
And all the money we spent on the credit card just by having the Amex. So Amex generally has high, you know, intro fees, like, or saying you got to spend a certain amount of money. You could knock that out just with what TLA is going to be for those 60 days.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay the Amex charge fee if you are in active duty. So we're not like a credit card. If you don't like credit cards, then don't, you know, whatever. But if you're, you know, in the market and you're thinking, oh, you know, I need a credit card at some point anyway, definitely think about the Amex Platinum with the military not paying for it. And the number of points you can get through TLA is just astronomical.
Yeah. It'd be crazy if like we ever use those credit card points. I think you hoard them.
Yeah, which is wrong.
Like, you never...
Every day they are worth less and less. So
I like literally every day I'm like, what are we ever going to do with those?
We've used them. You went to Chicago with your sister. We used points.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, those are like the biggest things to know about TLA. I can't think of a better reason to stay in a hotel for 60 days than the outcome being you're going to make upwards of, I mean, at a minimum $10,000. mm-hmm. potentially $20,000. And then you get to buy a house with zero money down in one of the best housing markets in the country.
Right.
Tell me a negative. Like, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable and my kids are in the same room as me a couple times. Yeah. But yeah, it does get old a little bit.
Yeah.
But every time it gets old.
And I love that. And I'll caveat one little thing. And you know, I'm not a huge Dave Ramsey fan.
No.
There are some good points, but honestly, like the military doesn't really apply to a lot of things that people in the military are. But I heard a quote from him and it applies to directly to our situation here in Hawaii. It was, trick yourself into making the best long-term decision.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, it's not comfortable, but trick yourself into making the decision to stay in TLA for a longer time. And yourself 3 years from now is going to thank you. Like, say, mm-hmm. well, look at this. Like, we made the decision to stay in the hotel. We were a little uncomfortable. We bought a house. And now 3 years down the road, we have an investment property that's going to literally be our retirement savings, you know?
Oh my gosh. You could use that so many different ways.
Exactly.
With buying a home in Hawaii.
Like, yeah.
Trick yourself into being okay with living in smaller square footage.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 years, because right. it's just 3 years.
But the long-term
benefit
is unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge Dave Ramsey fan either.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well,
that's TLA.
Easy.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
Yeah. I think I want to do like more PCS stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's an unknown, right?
Yeah.
Oconus. You could do a whole career and never do a Oconus PCS. We've done them multiple times.
I was going to say, or you could have done an Oconus PCS and still be like overwhelmed with what PCSing. I thought the move to Hawaii was harder than the move to Germany.
Yeah. But not only have we done it ourselves, how many people have you helped through the process?
Over
and like 100. In-depth help. Yeah. Like, honest, I used to say this to people in the military, like my wife has helped more families move to the island than most commands do.
I have like a little folder of screenshots on my phone from people that I send the packet to that are like, commands should put this out.
Mm-hmm.
This was more helpful. Yeah. Than like my husband's sponsor.
Yeah.
I don't know why the military isn't giving us like consolidated information like this. This was better than my levy brief. Like again, just through like iterations and iterations of doing this. The packet is where it's at, but you have to open it.
Yeah.
Rolling back to the beginning.
Not to, I mean, counter you in a positive way. Like the packet isn't just the only thing that you provide. Like you go so above and beyond for your clients. It's so clear.
Aww.
That, well, it's not just the packet. It's the fact, I mean, you know, we really do care about that. Like if you need something or you need a question answered or help, and your unit's not helping you, we will literally drop what we're doing to do that.
Like you this morning at 4:15 in the morning, driving clients to the airport. That's cute. Yeah, no, that's true. And I think it's just because, I mean, we're not so far removed from the military that we don't remember what it was like, our first PCS or our first Oconus PCS. And honestly, when we moved here, we had very few resources. So it's nice to pay it forward in a good way.
I think that's what it is. We've gone through it and we're like, oh my gosh, we remember what PCS in your life.
We hacked that TLA though.
We did.
All right. Yeah, we'll do a whole PCS series that we can have ready for
All right.
the upcoming cycle. All right. Next time.
All right.